The new fiscal year for Massachusetts municipalities started today, and Springfield has a new budget, minus some money for its police department. The Springfield City Council voted unanimously to adopt a $727.6 million budget for the new fiscal year, after cutting $1 million in funds for the police from the spending plan presented by Mayor Dominic Sarno. By an 8-5 vote Tuesday night, the council cut $200,000 from the police department's $1.8 million overtime budget. On Monday, the council also, by an 8-5 vote, cut $800,000 from the facilities department budget. That's the amount needed to lease a new shooting range for the police. Councilor Tracy Whitfield, who chairs the Finance Committee, led the call to cut the overtime budget and urged the money be diverted for more police training on topics including cultural sensitivity, diversity, and de-escalating violent situations. Whitfield and several councilors who voted for the budget cut call themselves pro-police.
But I just want everyone to know this is not a penalize. We're not penalizing you.
Amidst the national outcry for racial justice and large protests in Springfield over police brutality, Whitfield said she and many of her colleagues have heard constituents' calls to defund the police.
We didn't really look into defunding the police officers, but what we do want to do is improve on the training that's currently happening, because whatever is happening is not necessarily working to the benefit of the black and brown community.
Councilor Melo Brown, whose father was a Springfield police officer, said cutting the police budget is a knee-jerk reaction.
We need not to take away resources from our police. In no way. We need more resources.
Sarno spoke strongly against the $200,000 cut, warning it could curtail community policing and special units that respond to neighborhood complaints about noise and blight.
That would be very devastating for the police department.
Sarno said he'd already taken $125,000 from the police overtime account to be used for officer training and a new program of outreach to at-risk youth. Police Commissioner Cheryl Claprud said the overtime budget pays indirectly for training by helping to cover the shifts of officers so they can attend classes at the police academy.
I cannot train people, usually with an instructor, after 4 o'clock in the evening or before 8 o'clock in the morning. So we switch their shifts and we make the training available on days so that I have to replace that officer.
Counselors who voted for the $200,000 cut to police overtime were Victor Davila, Melvin Edwards, Adam Gomez, Jesse Letterman, Orlando Ramos, Marcus Williams, Whitfield, and Council President Justin Hurst. Opposed to the cut were Timothy Allen, Sean Curran, Mike Fenton, Kateri Walsh, and Brown. When it came time to vote to adopt the final budget, Walsh and other councilors praised the administration for crafting a budget that avoided drastic cuts despite a projected $10 million revenue shortfall.
It protects core services, and I'm really, really happy that there are no layoffs. I know other communities, particularly in the field of education, are looking at a lot of layoffs.
The council also approved a $250,000 supplemental budget to fund the new Office of Racial Equality. Sarno created it last month within the Department of Health and Human Services after he declared racism to be a public health crisis. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.